This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. And it's been a long week. It's almost 5 o'clock. So I would like to have some Riesling. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, ew, gross. Why would you drink that sappy, sickly, sweet wine, Riesling? Well, I have learned it does not have to be that way. And there are a bunch of restaurants around Austin that are trying to convince us to give this German wine a second chance. So joining us to talk about that is Texas Monthly Drinks columnist Jessica Dupuis, just back from the place where Riesling is made, the wine regions of Germany. Welcome back home, Jessica.
Thank you.
So I guess Riesling kind of has a bad reputation in some quarters.
Unfortunately, yes. And I think that's a lot to do with the fact that in America anyway, for the longest time, the Riesling that was highly marketed was large production, low quality Riesling. Probably the name Blue Nun is familiar to many people. That was kind of the Riesling of my parents. It wasn't exactly Germany's best example for this grape that, for lack of a better term, is often referred to as sommelier juice.
Because they geek out over it?
Yes, absolutely. And the reason is this. Yes, there are some sweet Rieslings, but the grape itself is an unbelievably versatile grape, and it's also known for its great acidity, which makes it a great pairing for food. It's worth checking out, and that's why a lot of people are doing this summer Riesling.
Well, what should we be looking for if we want to go buy some Riesling?
So to break it down and make it approachable, there are basically three styles to look for. You've got bone dry Riesling, believe it or not. This, I love to serve people who hate Riesling or think they hate Riesling just a glass and say, here, try this. Do you like this? And when they say they do, they'll be like, oh my gosh, this is Riesling? Are you kidding me? Because it's bone dry. It's like drinking lemon zest and limestone. It's crisp, it's minerally, it's perfect with grilled fish and salad. You can tell that style of Riesling, either it'll say dry on the bottle or it'll say trocken, which is the German word for dry.
How is that spelled?
T-R-O-C-K-E-N.
Okay.
And to go halbtrocken, which is half or off dry, that's another style that's going to give a little bit of impression of sweetness, not overly so. It's a style of Riesling that is appreciated with food, again, because the acidity is bright. You're going to get more tones of stone fruit and kind of a lemony feel on it. But it's great for Texas because of its ability to go well with spicy foods. So fantastic for Thai, Asian cuisines. But also, if you've got some really peppery barbecue, an off-dry Riesling is ideal.
Tell me about the summer of Riesling.
Right. So this is something that has actually been going on for a few years. And it's again, because sommeliers love it so much, you have people like Paul Greco out of New York, who is just kind of this rock star sommelier who's obsessed with Riesling. In fact, he literally has it tattooed on his arm in cursive. He's kind of spoken the word of greatness when it comes to this wine and the many styles and the great versatility that it has. So over the years, it's grown to celebrate this wine in what is called the Summer of Riesling. Restaurants here, such as Jeffrey's, Parkside, Sway, Whippin, and Lenoir, I was just there a couple of weeks ago. They're having an actual Riesling-paired prefixed menu. So you can get four courses, each with a different glass of Riesling that's completely different in style from the other. So you get a chance to really explore and discover what that grape, that one little grape, can actually do.
Great wine for the heat if you get the dry stuff, I guess.
You know, it's great wine for the heat regardless of the style. I think it's really something that, if you're curious, this is a fun grape to explore.
I can't find the website where there's a list of participating restaurants. Can you just tell me what they are in Austin?
Absolutely. There are about 15 of them. So it's Jeffrey's, Josephine House, La Rive Italian Cuisine, Lake Travis Wine Trader, Lenoir, Otto's German Bistro, which is actually in Fredericksburg, Paisano's, Parkside, Perla's, Pignetti's, Red Room Lounge, Sway, Trio, Tubby's Ice House, and the Whip Inn.
Jessica Dupuis is a drinks columnist for Texas Monthly. We've been talking to her about the summer of Riesling. Jessica, have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.